Okay, so we have our structure. We have, this 100 or so parts. We've filled in the gaps in our knowledge. We're now going to create the physical product. And the first step in this process is to choose what is going to be your preferred delivery method. And the way to do that is really firstly to think about your strengths and weaknesses. What do you like doing? What don't you like doing? Are you someone that finds it easy to write? Are you someone who hates writing but finds it easy to talk? Perhaps you don't believe that you've got the strength in any of these. I know that you will have, but sometimes we give ourselves a hard time. So you might just want to look at what's the quickest and easiest. Each of the methods are viable. Each of them have their pros. Each of them have their cons. What I'd like to do now is just go through each of the options: PDF, audio, video, and tell you what I believe the pros and cons are. That combined with what you believe your strengths and weaknesses are should lead you quite easily to the delivery method that you should choose. Okay, so let's have a look at first. We've got the PDF, creating a PDF, your product as a PDF. Well, obviously, if you like writing, if you find writing easy, and let's face it, it's probably the thing that we've done most of. Most of us don't talk for a living or don't create videos for a living, and so it's probably the one we are most familiar with and therefore are probably most comfortable with. The way that we would create a PDF document is quite simply is that we take the structure that we already have and then take those 100 elements and just create a sentence or two, a paragraph for each of those 100, 100 parts. And you'll find that it's quite easy because we have chunked it down to create a sentence or two or three, a paragraph. It's quite easy to create a paragraph. Now, if you were looking at coming up with 100 or so paragraphs, difficult. Coming up with one paragraph and then multiplying that 100 times, it's far easier. If you're going down this route, it's perhaps useful to include the odd screenshot or image here and there just to break things up and to illustrate what you're saying. Once you've done that, perhaps include at the beginning an introduction. Introduce yourself, why they should listen, what your experience is, what you bring to the table, why you feel that you can provide this information to them. Then add a table of contents and save that as a PDF. As I say, once you've done that, all we need to do is save it as a PDF. Do a save as, and then one of the options you'll find is the type of document you want to save and select PDF from that. The one that we're most used to. However, the downside to a PDF is that it does tend to take up a lot of time. And I'll refer you back to the problem with things that take a lot of time. It allows the fears, the doubts to sneak in. For some of us, I know me in the early days, it didn't take a lot for those fears to rush in, telling me that there's no way that people would want to read what I'm doing, and therefore I would give up before the end. So PDFs, positives, the pros, it's something you're probably more likely to have done before and therefore more comfortable with. The cons, it tends to take more time. Moving on to audio. If you're not comfortable writing, it's something that's far easier to do for you. It may be not something that you're familiar with and therefore feel a little bit uncomfortable, but Just do it a few times and you'll find that it's dead easy to do. And because of that, it is far quicker to do. All you need to do is get your 100 parts, your structure that you created earlier, and then just talk around each of those parts. You can record your voice directly onto your computer. If you don't already have a program to record your voice, a good free choice that have used in the past is Audacity. I'll include a link to this software. An alternative to using your computer is to get a handheld voice recorder. You can pick these up on eBay or Amazon for like $10, $20. They're not expensive at all. And of course, if you've got one of these, it gives you the advantage that you can do the recording wherever, almost wherever you want. So, as I say, whatever method you use to record your voice, all you need to do is start recording the product by taking the structure that you created earlier and talking of filling the gaps. You've got the headings. Just fill in the gaps underneath, talk about those particular headings, and quite quickly you'll find that you've created something. A tip I would give you if you are going down this route is imagine that you're talking to a friend. Imagine that you're trying to communicate some information to them, and this will allow you to be more natural, not stilted in any way. If you were talking to a friend, you wouldn't worry about the odd mistake, as you've no doubt picked up from this recording. It's not perfect in any stretch of the imagination, but hopefully it's getting the information across. It's communicating that information, and that is the important element. As long as that is coming across, then the odd and or pause is not going to be a big problem. I would also suggest that if possible, record smaller modules or smaller recording elements. This way, if things go wrong, there's not that much to re-record. As I say, hopefully you're not going to record much, if at all. But if something goes catastrophically wrong, then with smaller modules, it's not going to take you that much time to actually re-record it. Also, I would suggest not creating an actual script. We've said about talking around the structure, the headings that you came up via the chunking methodology. I wouldn't recommend that you actually create a fully blown script. Firstly, again, it's going to take you a long time. Time creates those doubts. But also, if you're reading a script, people will know. You will sound monotone, people will switch off. Use your personality. Your personality will struggle to come through if you have a script. Okay, so there we go. Pros of audio. It's very quick. It can be done very cheaply. The cons, you may feel a little bit uncomfortable at first about the sound of your own voice. And the final option I wanted to cover was video. The use of screen capture. I would recommend this where you're going to demonstrate something, where you're actually demonstrating how to do something online. And we would use screen capture software. The ones that I've used and come across, although I'm sure there are others, are Camtasia or Screencast. Again, I'll include links for these. And what they will do, you switch them on, you turn them on, little program, and it will record what's happening on your screen. Record it as a little file. Again, we're going to use the structure we created earlier. This time, you're either going to transfer things onto PowerPoint or the equivalent of PowerPoint, perhaps a heading per slide, and then the subheadings will be underneath that main heading. And we just, again, talk around the elements on the slide. So like the audio, don't create a script, but just use those elements on the slide to guide you as to what to talk about. Also, if you are actually going to demonstrate working on another application on your screen, make sure that's open when you start your recording. And then when you get to that part of the presentation where you're going to go to the actual application, all you need to do is switch to it so that it's already there, carry out the actions that you want to carry out, that you want to demonstrate, and then switch back to the slide so that you can carry on. Having said that, you know, making sure that you are prepared, again, don't worry about being overly polished. It is the information that is useful. As long as you get that information across, the ums and ers don't really matter. And in fact, they can help, because what it does, I'm sure as you've been listening to this, you've been thinking, well, God, if this guy can do this in the way he's stuttering and stammering and all over the place, then surely I can put this together. So it can be a way of actually helping your reader, your listener, whatever, achieve things, because they understand that if you can do it with all your ums and ers, then they definitely can. And I know I've said this before, but I want to finish this particular element by reiterating: speed is your friend. Speed is of the essence. The more time you take, the more doubts will creep in. The more doubts that creep in, the less likely you are to complete the process, the less likely you are to put a product out. It does not need to be perfect. Is that I got across? It does not need to be perfect. I don't apologise for reiterating that, because it is the problem that you're going to face most. A lot of us have this perfectionist streak, thinking we've got to polish off those rough edges. We don't. We need to get the information right. We need to get the information out there.